Welcome to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. Your host, Rachel B. Foy.
Hey guys, welcome back to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. I know you can tell today that I am just all grins. I'm smiling while I'm talking because my guest today is an absolutely phenomenal woman. I cannot wait for her to share her story. This season, season two, is all about inspiring, inspirational, motivational stories of just people out here making it happen, making their dreams happen. So enough of me talking. My amazing guest today, I'm going to have her introduce herself.
Hey, y'all. It's Brianna Rigsby, better known as Elite Hairstylist. I'm excited to be on the podcast.
I'm so excited to have her here today.
Thank you. I'm excited.
She is my hairstylist. So whenever you guys see my hair on, okay, I'm being extra, yes. But whenever y'all see my hair, it is because she has grown my hair with her growing hands.
Oh, thank you.
She is such a blessing.
Thank you.
So Brianna, tell my listeners a little bit about yourself. Okay. I know about you, but tell them a little bit about yourself.
Yes. I've been a hairstylist now, licensed since 2014. I graduated from cosmetology school 10 years ago in Huntsville. I'm married. Love to do hair.
Yes.
Opening up a salon soon, which yes. I'm so excited about.
Oh my goodness.
If you're ever in the area, Huntsville, Texas, stop by and come to see me.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Okay, she's a little bit nervous, so we gonna break this ice.
Help me break it.
I'm gonna help you break it. So I want them to understand, like, part of the I Quit Podcast is definitely like, what do we have to quit to be able to move to the next level? So when I first met Brianna, I actually met her in a different salon where she didn't own. She was actually working there. Yes. She was working there and we ended up connecting and she was doing my hair, did a phenomenal job, had growing hands. And then she was blessed to move into her new place of life. Yes. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I started working at the previous salon a couple years ago and that didn't work out. So I'm transitioning now into my own salon and it's been a journey, just a lot of ups and downs and me just learning to be patient and trust God. After the previous salon that I was working at, after it closed down in May of 2017, I started looking for my own business. So my plan with that was to get a big portable building and finish out the inside, turn it into a salon. And even though that's the route I decided to go, I was never 100% fulfilled. Like I always felt like something was missing. But I kept telling myself, okay, keep pushing and you have to go through this to get to the finish line. But that whole time, really what I should have been doing was waiting on God and letting him order my footsteps.
Yes. Yes.
So,
absolutely. Okay. So before we move on with that part there, what I love the most about your stories, because I would be here and you would be doing my hair and we'd be talking about, you know, how things were coming along and talking about our goals, talking about our dreams and what have you. The part that resonated the most with me about your story is you had always had a dream to own your own salon, but not in the way that you were preparing at that time. The portable building was never in your dream.
No.
It was never your dream.
I've said that to myself before, like in the past, I want to have a commercial salon.
Yes. And here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with a portable bit with a portable. But the point is, you had a dream.
Yeah.
And you felt like, well, let me just go ahead and do this in the meantime.
Settle. Just to have it.
Yes. Just to have it.
Settle just to have it. Instead of waiting on God to get what I really wanted.
Yes.
Or what he wanted for me.
What he wanted for you. Okay, so when we come back, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, this elite hairstylist is going to be telling us all about what does it mean to wait in the process. Because it's been a whole process. So how do you wait in the process and trust God when you know he's given you a dream, but sometimes we move ahead of him. So how we go wait in the process. So y'all hang tight and we will be right back. We'll be back. You'll see us in just a second with the I Quit Podcast.
All right.
You are listening to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. Elite Hair Salon, grand opening. August 6th, 2019. Located at 111 I-45 South, Suite B, Huntsville, Texas. Wine, great hair services, such as extension installs, hair color, braiding, and so much more will be offered. Follow on Instagram, elite_hair_salon_LLC, for updates and exciting news.
The things students say, like, you know, man, because of this book, I didn't commit suicide. Because of this book, I can now speak in public and come out of my shell. Because of this book, I'm not so worried about what other people say about me, you know, not looking for their validation. That's what touches me.
My favorite chapter was about not letting either your boss, boyfriend, girlfriend, mother, family, anybody get in your way of being successful in whatever it is you want to do.
To purchase Life Is Not Complicated, You Are, or the other 99 times, or to download the audio versions, please visit carloswallace.com.
Welcome back with the I Quit Podcast. My special guest here today, I have Miss Brianna Rigsby, our owner of, now, as you said, everybody knows you by the Elite Hairstylist.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we were talking about waiting in the process and being patient.
Yes.
And so tell us more about what you learned with waiting in the process.
At this point, God didn't give it to me back in 2017 when I wanted it, because I had to learn a few things about myself along the way.
Okay.
Sometimes we block our own blessings, or our way of thinking blocks our blessings.
Ooh, so we got to elevate our mindset.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to have a positive life, a positive career, a positive anything, if you have a negative mindset.
Absolutely.
So I had to change some things about myself, learn some things about myself, as well as waiting on God. Because sometimes those things will stop him from opening doors for us.
Right.
So, and I feel like that was one of the biggest things that I had to learn.
Well, how do you help people when you learn those things? Because some people learn them and don't want to accept it.
You have to accept what you need to change, what's wrong with you.
That's right.
You can't fix it if you don't accept it.
That's right.
Because some of the things that I learned about myself, I already knew. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to accept it.
Mm.
So that stopped me from changing it.
Yes.
So that was a part of the process.
Yes.
You know, so just opening up my eyes and learning things about myself and being patient and just being consistent
being consistent.
Praying too and being patient.
Yes.
Because sometimes God, he makes us wait.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can get ourself together.
Yes.
So absolutely. He doesn't want to give us the blessing that we pray for, and then we get mm-hmm. it, and we don't know what to do with it.
Exactly.
You know, so that was a part of my process.
So even with your mindset, with mm-hmm. you, so you grew with your mindset.
Yes.
You said you did go through a phase where you already knew, yes. but you just wasn't ready to accept it.
Yes.
And so through accepting it mm-hmm. and shifting your mindset, mm-hmm. you have come upon an amazing blessing. Yes. Now tell the people about the blessing.
I got to tell y'all.
Tell them.
So, one day, me and my sister, we were going to Grand Buffet getting food.
Yeah.
Love to eat.
Yes.
And
nothing wrong with eating. Wrong with it.
Yes. And we seen that previous salon, TGF, had closed down. Mm-hmm. So me and my sister, we're looking through the glass, and we're like, yeah, it's empty on the inside. Yeah. And we didn't see a lease sign or anything anywhere. So me being who I am, I get on my phone, go to Google, start doing all types of research, and I found out who the leasing agent was. And I set up a meeting with him to see the inside. And after we got done talking and everything, he was like, I'm gonna leave the key with you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know, I'm not 100% sure right now.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, I'm going to leave the key with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when you decide, you let me know. I was like, okay. And he was like, yeah, keep the key.
Yeah.
So a couple days, a week went past, mm-hmm. and I couldn't stop thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I had prayed, told God I want other hairstyles. I want a lash tech. Mm-hmm. In my salon, which is crazy because like the next day one of my clients inboxed me and was like, hey, I'm a certified lash tech. When are you opening up your salon? And I was like, okay, God, mm-hmm. I see you moving. Mm-hmm. That was fast
because you hadn't put it out yet that you wanted one
at all.
Not at all.
Just between me and God.
Yes. And then the very next day,
she inboxed me early morning, mm-hmm. and she was like, hey, are you going to want a lash tech in your salon? And I was like, wow, this is crazy. Like, I feel like God sent you to
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then I remember talking to you about it.
We did.
We talked about it and prayed with me, gave me advice that I really, really appreciated.
Yeah.
From there, I signed the lease, and
the rest is history.
Yes.
You're getting ready to have your grand opening.
Yes, it is coming soon.
So I want people to understand where, because there's people that are listening that may say, well, that could just be coincidence.
Right.
You know, just you can't say that God put all that together.
Right.
But I want them to understand, like, when we compare the two, when you were working to get everything together for the portable building,
I had been praying to God. Last text, hairstylist.
Yes.
No one.
Nothing. And you ran into some significant issues with trying to put things together for your portable salon that held up your progress.
Yes. One of those obstacles were the plumber that mm-hmm. I had for my portable building. He actually started and didn't finish. He also pretty much took over $2,000+ mm-hmm. and didn't finish.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen him since or anything.
Right.
I was having trouble with city permits, having trouble finding people to come in to finish things. It mm-hmm. was just all types of hurdles and all types of problems in the way.
Right.
And for me, where I am now looking back, I feel like that was God trying to tell me mm-hmm. to just stop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Be patient.
Please.
Like, this is not my work. This is you.
Yes. All working
this
all in your vein.
Right.
All in your strength.
Right.
And not his.
Right.
Yeah.
Trying to do it my way.
Trying to do it your way. Yeah. Trying to do it your
way. Wrong way.
The wrong way. Clearly. Because then exactly what you wanted, what you had always dreamed, ended up coming.
Yeah.
But I think too, like people, especially entrepreneurs, even in those struggles and in those trials, you learn some very valuable lessons.
Right.
Super valuable.
I did. And I just, looking back, I'm like, if I would have just listened, I would have saved money. I would have saved time. I would have saved stress. All I had to do was be patient and listen.
All she had to do is be patient and listen.
And listen.
Now, we're going to come right back. We're going to take, I know, you guys, it's getting good, so you don't want to break. But we got to take one. Yes. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be finishing up and just exactly finding out what nuggets does Brianna want to leave with startup entrepreneurs, even with veteran entrepreneurs, about maybe mentoring or being willing to give information. Just what nuggets do you want to leave with our entrepreneurs and our audience in general when we come back?
All right,
so you guys hang tight and we'll be right back with the I Quit Podcast.
2103 Sunglass Suite wants you to be shamelessly shady. 2103 offers a vast selection of trendy, durable, and fashionable eyewear. Visit our website now to view our new summer collection at 2103.com. Follow on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat at 2103 Sunglasses.
Guys, welcome back. Oh, so I have my special guest today.
Hey, Brianna. Hey, how y'all doing? We're back.
We're back. And so I was so excited about having you on the podcast, having you on the show. And we talked about how you were an inspiration to me. Just number one, I want you guys to understand she's been modest throughout this whole thing. She has two beautiful twins. She also has a baby girl.
Yes, a 9-month-old.
Did you hear that? 9 month, not 9 year, 9 month
nine
old.
Months. And active.
And very active. She still is working, putting things together. Yes. So full-time mom, full-time wife, full-time entrepreneur.
Yes.
How do you balance all of that and keep it together?
Ooh, right now in my life, I am in a season of working on balance. As far as career goes, when to cut it short, when to, you know, focus on my family. I have my 2 4-year-olds that are getting ready to start school. So I'm just thinking, you know, early mornings, dropping them off at school. I need to have a cutoff time for working the previous day. They're going to have to come home with homework. I need to help focus on that as well. It's just a lot, but it can be done.
Yes.
You know, if you need help, don't be scared to ask or reach out to people and be like, hey, I need help. I feel like I'm overworked, you know,
absolutely,
that part. Because I have problems, you know, asking
for help.
For help.
Yes.
Especially when you feel like you can do it all.
Right. Right.
When you feel like you need help, ask for help.
Please ask before you burn out.
Right. Right.
Because, well, worse.
No one can help if you don't reach out.
That's right. That's right.
So that's another thing, you know, knowing when to reach out and ask for help and, you know, pacing yourself at the same time. Because sometimes we just go. You have to know when to stop.
Right.
And take time to work on yourself, too. Get up in the morning and try and get a workout. Try and, you know, eat healthy if possible. I know it's hard because sometimes you work all day. You just want to head to a Jack in the Box. get a Jumbo Jack and call it a day.
Right.
We've all done it.
Absolutely. The struggle is real, but we can overcome it. We are working to overcome it. But the truth is, the struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
So you got to make a choice.
You have to make a choice.
Yeah.
You have to
every
make
day.
A choice. And yeah, every day. Sometimes it's every hour.
Yeah.
Minute by minute. Sometimes it's that bad, you know, but
that's right.
It's always a choice.
Absolutely.
Know? Yeah.
And I think that's the reality, and especially for so many of our women to understand, as well as our men, just people in general, that whether it's in life or entrepreneurship or all of it together, like every day, every minute, it's gonna be the choices that you make.
Right.
And sometimes we may go a whole day and like, I did that. Like, those were great choices all day. And then like the other day, my trainer not gonna like it. I went and had a cheeseburger. I just needed
not
it.
Not so good. Not too good. I did bad.
But I worked it out today and I felt better, you know?
Right, right.
But it's what we need to, like you said, to pace ourselves. I love the part about pacing yourself. That we can sometimes overbook ourselves, overschedule ourselves, and we feel completely stretched so thin.
Yeah, because I felt stretched thin plenty of times. But I have to pray and pace myself and keep pushing.
That's right.
Pray, pace yourself, and keep pushing.
Pray, pace yourself, and keep pushing. Hashtag elite hairstylist. Don't y'all go take that. All right, so before we, as we wrap everything up, I just want them to understand. So we talked about where you started out and the lessons that you learned there, which then move you to deciding, okay, I want to go ahead and open up a salon for me. Through all of that, you learned a lot of lessons, but ultimately you now are upon the grand opening of the dream you've always had. So tell us about that dream.
Oh man. Even when I was little, like I've literally had my hands in hair since I was like 5 years old. And then growing up, my granny having me, hey, come grease my scalp. And put my drawstring ponytail on, you know, back then when they were popping. Not so much now. It's being a little girl with big dreams of being in my own salon and having people work with me, not for me, you know, and just opening up a salon to where women can come and feel comfortable and come in and feeling down and leave out feeling on top of the world. That's just my initial goal, to help other people feel, women to feel good about themselves. You know, because sometimes for us, it's hard. You have kids, you don't feel like yourself, your body's not the same. You know, you stressed out because of work. Just come and, you know, just get your hair done and just feel good. And I don't know, just I feel like my salon is going to help women, you know.
Help women feel better if they're going to be empowered.
And feel secure about themselves. Because I have so many women that they feel, you know, down and just getting their hair done, it just makes them feel 10 times better. I'm like, all I did was did your hair, but they looking at me like you did more than just my hair, you know? So it makes me feel good to be able to help other women.
And I can say for myself, just being one of your clients, just the atmosphere is very uplifting. It's a very positive atmosphere. You do feel, I know when I have my silk press, I am throwing my hair. I am tossing my hair. I do. I feel like, let's go conquer.
I know that's right. You feel different after you get your hair done.
It's like
uplifting type of experience.
Absolutely. You look in the mirror like, hey, girl, you've been gone. Hey, girl, welcome back.
So I feel like that's, you know, I thank God for giving me my gift.
Absolutely.
You know, because I can help other people, make them feel good.
And I am a witness to that. I am super excited and we can't wait for your grand opening. So tell us the name of your grand opening. Tell us the name of your company. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. So the name of my salon will be Elite Hair Salon.
Okay. Elite Hair Salon. And tell us the address again where they'll be able to find you in Huntsville.
The address is 111 I-45 South Suite B, Huntsville, Texas, 77340.
Now, if people are new to the area or they're even looking right now to get in contact with you to possibly become become a client or what have you, how can they contact you? How should they reach you?
You can reach me at 936-581-8090. You can either look up my business page on Facebook, Elite Hair Stylist, or on Instagram, Elite Hair Stylist.
Yes. She's on all this social media. Yes, do you understand that?
I try.
On the social media. And so we have so much more that we like to talk about, but we're going to keep it because you guys know season two, this season, we have a part two to our podcast. Yes. So you guys are hearing and soon you'll be able to see.
A visual.
You'll be able, to have a visual of the hard work that it's taken for her to see this dream come to reality.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up, we're actually going to go ahead and wrap up. What last parting gems and just nugget of advice do you want to give? Give me your top three.
If you are starting a business, keep prayer in your business plan. Stay consistent.
Yes.
And don't give up.
Prayer in your business plan. Yes. I love that. Stay consistent.
Yes.
And don't give up. Yes,
because it will get stressful. You'll have hurdles, but it's worth it in the end.
Worth it in
just
the end.
Just stay on top of yourself and don't let blessing blockers get in your way.
Blessing blockers. That could be hashtag quit them people that are blessing blockers. Quit your mindset that's a blessing blocker. Quit your negative environment that's a blessing blocker. Okay, I'm
gonna
quit.
Okay, I was gonna keep going with you.
Well, we have absolutely enjoyed having you on the podcast. Yes, ma'am. So, guys, if you want to check out Brianna, it is Elite Hairstyle.
Hairstylist.
You can find her on all the social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, as well as if you're here in the area of Huntsville, absolutely, she'll be letting us know when the grand opening's coming.
Yes.
We're going to keep that a secret right now, but it's coming.
It's coming.
It is coming.
Soon.
Soon and very soon.
Yes.
It is coming. All right, guys. Yeah. Well, thanks again for tuning in to the I Quit podcast. Anything else before we go?
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here.
Girl, I'm a little nervous, but I have enjoyed it.
Good.
And hopefully that this will help someone.
Yes. That is always the goal. And with this season, a lot of times you can't always see how much of a blessing you are, like in your thoughts, oh, I'm just doing your hair. But you were such an inspiration and a blessing to me. I was like, you got to be on this season
for inspiring. I was excited. I was like, I just feel like Oprah just asked me to be on her talk show.
Did y'all hear that? Hashtag Oprah. Hashtag hello.
Oprah.
But it's Rachel B. Foy.
Yeah. Okay.
But you did. I'm so glad you were here. And the biggest thing I want people to take away, there's so many gems that you left them with, but to understand that all that you've been through, even though you had put in money into that place, you had put in time, sweat, and tears, when this dream opportunity came up, you knew that you had to go for it.
Yeah.
You jumped on it. You went for it. And literally everything has fell in line for you.
Yeah. So God's plan.
God's plan.
Yeah.
We going to leave on that hashtag God's plan.
Yeah.
Not Drake, though.
No.
But God's plan. We talking about Jesus. Yeah. God. Yeah. God.
The
okay.
Real one.
Okay.
We ain't talking about Drake.
We going to go, y'all.
Yeah.
All right. As always, go out and map it. Make a positive impact today. Until next time, we'll see you on the I Quit podcast with Rachel B. Foy.
For more information on Rachel B. Foy, please visit www.rachelbfoy.com.